Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we are back with the highly anticipated episode that we have been talking about. How long? Where we watch Sex and the City, as you know. We do this as our happy hour. And this time, we have a special guest. I'm not going to introduce you yet because I'm going to make everybody wait just for a second. Because, go ahead and put this in here. This is a happy hour. So if you are consuming anything or whatever you're doing, please be responsible as a heads up. Also, if we're talking about a product, we are not currently being sponsored by that product. Things can change. We know things can change. We are sponsored by many things, but at this point, we're not talking about them right now.
Because they're
but
sponsors.
Yes, we have to live. That's what we do. But yes, we finally have a participation episode with one of our fams,
Lou! Hi, yes. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, we're so excited to have you.
Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, I would love to. Hi, I'm Lou. I'm super excited to be here. I got the call out from Annie and Samantha, I think a year ago, around the Sex and the City episode. And yep. I haven't seen Sex and the City since college. It's been like over 15 years for me since I've seen it. And I took a BuzzFeed quiz sent by the producer and I got Charlotte and I was like, oh no.
I'm trying to think, has anybody gotten Charlotte before?
I don't think so. I think a lot of us thought we were going to get Charlotte.
Yeah, I think you may actually be our first genuine Charlotte. Congratulations. You just like made history on our show.
I felt like it was because I selected what TV show would you binge, and I picked The Crown, and I was like, oh no, this is going to make me Charlotte.
Oh, you're so right. I haven't taken the quiz in a minute, but I do remember thinking, because I think I ended up being, it wasn't Miranda, because I wanted to be Miranda, but I ended up being like either Carrie. I think Carrie, which I was like, no, I don't. I feel like that's the least favorite right now. I don't want to be her.
I think I got Carrie this time, though.
Did you?
But Lou and I were discussing this. A lot of the questions are based on, like, their exes. I don't know who any of these people are, so I'm just like,
yeah,
that one true. Sounds right. I don't know.
So did you pick a Charlotte ex, Lou?
I think I did. I think one of the questions is, like, which ex of this character would you pick? Mm-hmm. And I didn't remember any of Charlotte's exes. Only her. Wait, spoiler? Can you give a spoiler? Am I supposed to say if she got
the
married?
Husband. It's fine. Yeah. She has no idea.
We're past the 25-year
point. It's been like two
decades. Yeah, no, the rule is 10 years.
Okay, we're good.
I love this that everybody has different experiences because it's so good to hear the different perspectives. And I'm going to get this in a second. But before we start, Annie, are you sipping on anything for this happy hour?
I am. Well, I feel so bad. So, Lou, we're so happy to have you, longtime listener. We've been pumping up this listener. Come on and do it. Neither Samantha and I are in a great place. Because Samantha's still got teeth problems. I still have throat problems. So I'm drinking a hot toddy, which was the same thing. Just hot water, lemon, lukewarm water. It's not hot. Cinnamon, ginger, and a little bit of whiskey. But that's it.
Do you still not have a tea kettle, Annie?
Why are you so... You keep asking me about
it. I gave you mine. I gave you mine, didn't I?
No, you didn't, because I said I don't drink tea and it's useless. And here I am.
Needing a tea kettle.
Wow.
Even for a hot toddy.
You hold a grudge like no one I've ever seen.
Are you coffee, Annie, and Samantha, your tea?
No, I like both. Annie's actually allergic to, we've figured out, probably all teas. But I still wanted her to have a tea kettle just to boil water or whatnot. And she's like, I don't need this. And she has a small space. So her good friend Marissa, which I'm sure you've heard us talk about, she's the queen of teas. I'm pretty convinced, because she would carry around a tea kettle wherever she goes.
That's fun.
If she's going to spend an extended amount of time. We love you, Marissa. And so I'll try to give anyone as well. Because I'm like, your friends come over. They don't need to be carrying a full-on tea kettle. Long story.
I just like imagining Marissa with a tea kettle literally everywhere.
She brought one to my house. Like, she did not know that. I'm like, no, I like, okay. It was quite cute. She's quite cute. She's very prepared.
She is.
For sure. Are you sipping on anything, Lou?
Water.
Yes. Yay. So me and you are in this boat together because, yes, as Annie has mentioned and we've talked about before, we are not in the greatest of shapes.
Oh, no.
Health-wise or mentally, apparently. I had a teeth extraction, so I can't drink anything like carbonated or anything. So it was straight water, which, as Annie would say, this is her favorite beverage, water. And I'm like, yeah, it really is nice and refreshing to have.
It is so
nothing
good.
Like it.
Everybody's going to be so hydrated. So hydrated. Yes. Okay, so as we do, we are on the season finale of season 2, which I'm like, oh, wow, that happened a lot quicker than I thought, because I thought there was like 25 episodes. There's not.
Yeah.
There's only 18. Mm-hmm. So we have finally made it. And true to form, I need Annie. Can you give us what has happened in the past? A recap, if you will.
Well... Okay. We started with the breakup, I always say, with Big, and then Big and Carrie, and then they got back together mid-season, and now he's shown up again, and he is getting married to a younger woman, and this has shaken Carrie to the core. And she's also had, like, revelations around, like, the type of men she goes for. Kind of, I date men that are not good for me. So that's, like, her arc that's ongoing and I'm sure is coming to a head in the season finale. Then we have Miranda, who got introduced to, if you know anything about the show, Steve, and they were dating for a while, and then they broke up over kind of like financial things, but now he's sort of like maybe back in the picture. Charlotte, I love how she's like ostensibly the one that's, you know, looking for the one. And maybe that's the point. She's gone through a lot of different fellows. She's projected her own issues onto other people about what relationships should look like. And then Samantha continues to be Samantha and date all kinds of people, do all kinds of things, and just firm in her personality, knowing who she is. And their friendship remains strong. And there's been several episodes where I'm like, oh, I'm glad they're still focusing on this friendship aspect.
Yes. Lou, do you have anything to add to her recap?
I will be possibly very lost.
Yes.
That's fair. That's fair. That's kind of how we bring everyone. Yes. I feel like outside of you and Bridget, like our producers and our researchers are like, we have never seen this show. One was not, like, was literally an infant when these were coming out. So they were like, nope, I don't know what you're talking about. So much love to them, though. However, okay, so I feel like I guess we should have done this for all of them, but we should put, like, these are adult content, like, not necessarily over the top, but we're talking about sex and we're definitely talking about adult topics. I think we said it at the beginning of all this series, but yeah, if you have children, there's a good chance you want to either put headphones on or wait, because yeah, especially this episode. Just an FYI, I'm just going to go ahead and put that as a caveat. Yes. So we're going to have... We're gonna get into some really fun conversations with you, Lou. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. This is gonna build. I'm building it up, aren't I?
You are.
The title of this episode is X and the City. So I'm gonna let Annie go first. What do you think this episode is about?
X's, I think it's about.
By the way, she said kind of. It's not necessarily cheating, but taking the easy way out, Lou. Just an FYI.
How dare you?
This is my favorite part, when Annie tries to guess what the content of the episode is based on the title.
How dare you call me out in front of Lou, our treasured listener. Okay, X's. So I think Big's wedding is going to be involved. I think Steve's going to come back into the picture for Miranda. I don't know about the other two. Yep, that's it. X in the City.
All right. X in the City.
Got nothing else.
Lou, do you want to take a shot?
Okay, I think it's going to be Carrie all over the city, just being reminded of Big left and right, and wallowing in her heartbreak.
Ooh.
Oh, and see. She's trying, Annie.
Hey, we should mention that Lou, when we first contacted you, you asked, should I rewatch? And I said, no, unless you really want to. So this is going to be fun. But also, yeah, I didn't really take into account that we are going to, you don't have to share anything you don't want to, but we do get into some topics on here.
We are very, no. I was like, we are very transparent, yes. And a little too TMI.
Yeah. Yeah, and I haven't seen this in 15 years, but I did watch it end to end at some point way back when.
Way back when. So you were kind of like me, a diehard at the beginning. I did rewatch it sometimes afterwards, I will say. I get into like these like needing to rewatch things, and this was an easy 20-minute episode, but okay. Y'all ready? Let's jump into this.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another choice is how to deal with an ex-boyfriend. Some women handle it coolly, calmly, while others...
Steve!
All right, so, Annie, you get a point, because here comes Steve.
Yes!
As they run away. What is your reaction when you run into an ex?
I sort of freeze, and then I'm so frustrated they're there that I keep looking at them. Like, I wish I could just forget they're there. And, like, you know, your attention is drawn to them, you know? I hate it. Because you're like, I don't want to get
closer.
That's all
you can see?
Yes, exactly. What about you all?
For me, it's like panic and run. Just like,
yes.
No matter what I'm doing. The other day it happened in REI. And I was just like, oh, well, suddenly I'm done with REI for the day.
Yeah. Why did I come in here? Oh, I was mistaken. I got to go. I meant to go to Kroger. Yes. I'll be back.
Even when the ex is like waving at me from across the store, I'm just like, no.
Don't see you.
I'm childish enough that if it's not purposeful or if it's not something official, I'm going to just ignore you and be like, bye.
Run like a coward is my go-to.
I don't even run away. I walk past you like I don't know you're there.
Damn.
That's even worse, probably.
But it's a clear, like, okay, she does not want anything to do with me.
We're not talking. Yes. Bye. You're not alive.
I like the boundaries, Samantha.
Very strong. Maybe a wall, maybe an ocean.
If you love someone and you break up, where does the love go?
Where does the love go? That's very philosophical.
I thought about this too. We've talked about this because it is strange when someone shares so much of your life. When someone, you have so many memories with them, with like what you were saying, Lou, when you go around and you're like, oh, I remember being here, or I remember being here. And you think maybe we have a future together, and then it's gone. And it's kind of strange. It's like a strange feeling.
Yeah, totally. I think it depends on the person. It's like sometimes it transforms and you do still have like a certain love for a person, but it's totally different. And then sometimes it's just like nothing.
Or sometimes you're trying really hard to erase it. You're like, why does this have to be? I liked doing this before you. Now it's ruined.
Yeah.
I apparently have some issues with exes.
Well, also, I was thinking about this too. I think because so much of our media is like there's the one true love. That if you thought that that was what it was for a minute, it's, at least for me, there's a part of me that even though I don't want to be in that relationship, I'm kind of sad that they found someone else because that is the one true love maybe or something. It's an odd feeling.
I've talked about the fact that I've had like three people that I dated and then the person they met after me, they got married to. And I was like, wait, what is this? Am I a good luck charm for you? What is happening? Even though I don't want to be married, that still felt like a kick in the pants somehow.
A kick in the...
Yeah, I definitely relate to like wanting the person to find that dream person for them or whatever. Like, that's a really exciting idea. Like, I'm not on the up and up on what my exes are doing, but I like the idea of it. It's like, oh, you found the perfect person, whatever, in quotes, perfect. Mm-hmm.
See, that's a good reaction. My reaction was a lot more pessimistic.
Yeah.
Okay, but the other question here is, can you be friends with an ex?
Yes, I can.
Annie, because you kind of thought of them as a friend to begin with.
Yep. I feel like that's really healthy and evolved way of thinking about it, Annie.
I do not have that kind of help. Again, they don't exist. What about you, Lou?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. Like, generally speaking, I am not in touch with my exes. I don't think they're terrible people or anything, though. It's just like maybe because we weren't friends first, we just evolved past that and then we moved on. Mm-hmm. And
that's growth. And I admire that.
But also, if people can make it work,
yeah,
why not?
Right.
Charlotte came face to face with the memory of her first. Her horse, Taddy. Charlotte's relationship with Taddy ended sadly when he threw her during a teen equestrian competition, causing her to break her collarbone and lose the blue ribbon.
All right, now we have a horse love.
A horse love?
Yeah, that was her first love.
Oh.
Charlotte's relationship here is her hobbies.
Oh, so it's her ex-hobby? The horse? She's got to get back on the horse. You know they were talking about that. That's the pun they were thinking about when they did that.
It's going to be in there somewhere. If it hasn't already, we may have missed it.
Hi.
All right, Sam's in the picture.
I got to tell you, you look amazing.
Excuse me, but do I know you?
No, I still have a hard time believing people just randomly go up to people on the street outside of harassing.
I was just about to comment on that. Like, is this just a stranger to her, or has...
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I used to have, you know, I've talked about it on the podcast before, but I had two spots. If I went there, I would get asked out by a random dude. I don't know what it was.
I guess that does... Wow. Maybe I don't see that as being successful, so in my head, it's not a thing outside of being harassed.
It's true. It is true. And I stopped going to one of those places because none of the guys were like, and it was all dudes, none of the guys were made me feel harassed, but eventually it started to become a place where I just was like, I'm uncomfortable here.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just go and do this thing without dealing with this.
Hello?
I hadn't planned on the idiot stick figure.
At least she has a title for her. That's pretty cruel without knowing who she is at all.
Big had caller ID.
Yeah.
Caller ID. Again, this is the non-cell phone era with caller ID.
Hello?
This is answering machines.
Yeah.
I remember getting messages on the answering machine from like a boy in school, and then my grandma coming home and playing the message before I could get to it. Be like, no, don't leave messages. Don't do that. I'm going to get bothered by my family.
Yeah. He knows I'm talking to a boy. Mm-hmm. No.
I remember like my parents would answer and they'd be like, what are your intentions?
I don't. Wow. I remember my brother being really annoying and picking up the other line while I'm talking to someone and me having to yell, get off the phone.
Yes.
And then they're making fun of me.
Yes.
I used to make our lunch reservations in Big's name, but today I put it in mine because that's what friends do.
Okay. So Carrie's attempting to be friends with Big.
Oh, I just, even not knowing how it ends, I would be like, no, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. I mean, she still has feels for Big.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Obviously.
You got to be honest mm-hmm. about where you're at.
Yeah.
Right. Agreed.
She does have a way of approaching things that I do relate to, which is kind of an annoying way of being like, very analytical, like, oh, I am the new friend now, therefore this is how I act and mm-hmm. this is how this mm-hmm. will go. Which is not necessarily true,
but it's also that neurotic side where you're trying to prep for all situations so you don't react inappropriately, which is what I do. I'm like, okay, if this happens, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like going on Google Maps to see the parking situation just in case you have to be there 10 minutes early. Is that me? Yes.
Yes. Well, that's smart. That's necessary, in my
Thank
opinion.
You. Thank you.
Totally. I feel like there's this weird dynamic, and maybe this is what Carrie and Big are doing, where you're like, I'm going to show you how awesome I'm doing kind of thing.
Yes.
Like, have you all ever experienced that where an ex reaches out? It's definitely happened to me. And they're like, come and meet me for lunch. And I'm like, I don't want anything out of mm-hmm. this. What are you trying to get out of it? And then ends up being like, I just want to show you that I'm doing really great.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah.
Awkward.
I feel like that's what happens now with social media, especially was like, oh, look at how I'm living my life. I'm doing all these trips. Right after a breakup, you realize, oh, they just broke up and they're trying to show they're so okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hearing the same thing. She's trying to be the bigger person to be like, I want to hear about your relationship. Never mind, I can't take it.
You know what? I broke in big. I did. I broke him in, and now the idiot stick figure with no soul gets to ride him. Carrie.
I hear this a lot from my girlfriends of like, how she's saying she broke somebody in.
Yeah.
I fixed him.
I fixed him. I made him like this, and now you're getting the benefits. Yeah. Well, it's kind of the whole, again, when I talked about, you know, the dudes that soon after me, like, dated someone and got married. I was like, what just happened? Essentially, like, they figured out what they don't want with me.
Or Carrie would argue that you prepped them. You prepped them for the
or
next.
At least, like, taught them, like, how to be in a relationship without this point or what women don't want. And then they found a better way. Or someone who was accepting of everything. And I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Or the reality is that probably every relationship, if you open the hood, so to speak, is flawed in many ways.
I want you to know that I never pick up guys on the street unless they're very cute.
All right, we're with Sam. So this is kind of the part where I was like, it's a thing.
Going further, I gotta warn you about something.
Warn me about
what? Oh my gosh, what is gonna happen?
I'm very well endowed.
Oh,
well endowed. Ding, 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 so his nickname is Mr. Cocky, by the way, just because of his, like, you know, attitude and wanting to be.
I think he was on the quiz.
Bold.
Most women, they just can't handle it.
Well, I'm not most women. So unzip and get over here.
Oh, my.
And Sam's always talked about, you know, being all good for it.
Samantha suddenly understood what made Mr. Cocky so cocky.
Oh my god.
Welcome to our show, Liz. Sorry.
Phew, they ended the scene.
Oh, it's not the end.
Oh, no.
I didn't even want to get my mouth near it. I was afraid I'd get lockjaw.
Oh my god.
I wonder, historically, has that ever happened?
I kind of don't want to think about it. Sort of don't want to know.
So, thanks for coming out for dinner.
Well, thanks for letting me pay, finally.
Hey, that's what friends do, isn't it?
Okay, so we got Steve and Miranda being friends. Or are they?
I can't unsee what I've seen when I tried to watch the reboot and just like that. Have you seen it, Samantha?
Yes, yeah. So, Steve was the best of the best. And then they kind of, in the movies and in the reboot, just really destroyed him, it felt like. His character, anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
But I mean, I feel like life changes can happen like that. And we had talked about that too. Unfortunately, it's just that it had to happen to one of the better guys on the show.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go?
Yeah.
You mean we're not there yet?
No.
Okay, stop. Whoa, boy, whoa, whoa. Can we just be friends?
And just like that, Samantha made her very first male friend.
I've heard friends have this conversation too. The Goldilocks penis. Too big. Not great.
I mean, there's the whole TikTok conversation that men really have, like, misconstrued what women want because of this, like, heteronormative, very, like, male gaze of what is desirable when it comes to, if it comes to penises. And it's like, yeah, it's not as big as you think. That's not what we want, quote unquote. And they're, like, giving measurements of, like, this is good, this is bad. This is real bad. We don't want that.
Wow.
Please don't give that. And this is kind of that conversation. Sam thinks that she can have it all, and that's what she wants. And then in reality, like, oh, no,
right.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see this now, so many years on, with the lens of, like, what I now understand about consent that I didn't understand back then watching it. Mm-hmm. And I was really curious how that sex scene was going to go with Samantha around consent. Because, like, they were starting and then she changed her mind.
Right.
Like, that's okay.
Oh, you're right.
But, like, I don't know how y'all, like, in our culture, I feel like I wasn't raised for changing my mind to be acceptable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're absolutely right. It does kind of show that. It's like, it's a comedic scene, but in actuality, it's important in that conversation. Like, she didn't want to. And Sam is also strong enough that she can say that without hesitation.
Yeah. She knows it and feels confident about it. Yeah. Because a lot of us don't grow up with that message. Yeah.
And where does it take? And maybe it's something to be said that she is more sexually free and aware of herself.
Mm-hmm.
So she's able to also draw her lines.
Someday, very soon, we can all meet for a drink and be great friends. You know, like they do in the movies.
How does this really work, though? So, like, if you're close friends with an ex and they have a new partner, then another person enters the picture, and, like, does their opinion matter? Like, does that, how does that play in it for you, Annie?
I think I had an ex who was so, like, I'm going to go hang out with my ex. Is that okay? If not, then it's okay. And I'm like, thank you for checking with me. All good. So I've been on, like, that side of it. But then on the other side, I've also had an ex who was adamant that me and his new partner be friends. And I was like, is that what they're into? Like, I mean, we can't. I'm happy to try it, but we don't have to do anything here. I'm good. But I do think, like, the person should be involved in that decision, or just, like, made aware. I don't think it should be a controlling thing.
Yeah.
But I think it should be talked about, for sure.
That makes a lot of sense. So, like, I'm thinking about Big having his engagement party and, like, having lunch with Carrie, and I'm wondering, like, how is his fiance involved in this? Like, what's appropriate?
I'm Miss James.
Oh.
Excuse me?
There's a mention of the ex. Yeah, so James, I don't know if you remember Lou in season one. She liked the guy who had too small of a penis.
Oh, yeah.
That was James.
Oh, whoa.
Who she really, really, really liked, but the sex was so bad she broke up with him.
She needs to find the just right.
In between, she needs to find the just right.
Why wasn't it me?
Carrie.
No, seriously. I really need to hear you say it.
This is so awkward. Like, does she really think she's going to get a good answer? Like, why wasn't it me?
Right. As well as the fact, once again, he's, like, left his fiance in the car to go talk to her. That's super interesting. Like, she's very, the fiance is very patient and has been very kind in this entire exchange.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be standing there talking to my ex with his fiance watching. Like, I'd just be like, I gotta get out of here.
Your girl is lovely, Hubba.
I don't get it.
And you never did.
And you never did.
You gotta practice your, like, comebacks, your lines. You gotta have it all ready. She does seem like that kind of person.
Yes, but I'm very realistic in knowing that I would just ran away.
Yeah, I could have the line, like, perfect in here, and then the moment comes, and I'm like, "What was it? Who was my name? Goodbye."
You just be like, "All right, dude, bye." that's the ending for me.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Annie, we have now concluded, and you did pretty well. I'm actually pretty proud of you. I'm kind of wondering, you get like definitely an A minus because you brought in Steve without even knowing that Steve was going to be a part of this. So I'm actually kind of shocked.
I have never felt so proud
in my life. Again, I still say that the title thing, to be fair, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You finally caught on in season two.
Don't take away from me when I finally learned after two whole seasons.
It's true, that's the only hint. They're the hint that I give you, but you finally made it. Lou, you did an amazing job because you went even deeper. Like, you went to the meanings of it all. I'm like, oh,
I think I was wrong. I think I was wrong, though.
No, you did good, though. Like, you hit the, like, idea about, like, thinking on it and going all that. So you were close to, but I will say, like, yeah, I was going to make dick jokes, and you are very, very smart and intuitive in this episode. So thank you for bringing that in.
Either direction would have been fine with me.
I'm sure our listeners are like, thank God Lou is there. Thank you for saving us, as I should be, because yes, there were so many things. But what did you think on the rewatch of this, Lou?
Oh, gosh. It's just like it's such a problematic show, I think, on so many levels, but very entertaining, right?
Yeah, yeah. And there's so many things that you have to go back and forth and like the conversations and relive. But like the one thing that you were talking about with the consent and knowing the sexual boundaries and even like the conversations, it's interesting to look back on it and seeing what that looks like. Can you be friends? Is it very heteronormative cis ideals about not being able to be friends with men or the opposite sex? Yes. And is it very binary? Absolutely. Obviously.
For sure.
When we were trying to pick out the episodes that we wanted to do with a listener, we were trying to find the least problematic ones.
Yeah, I could see that for sure in this.
Because
yeah.
There were some that were like, we can't do that. We can't do this one. Yeah, definitely not this one.
We can't put a listener through that, yeah.
Because it's so much. But you did a great job in handling even the what would seem like minor problems, but it's still problems. So thank you for that and calling it out as well, seeing the positive. Which
yeah,
is
there are some
not
positives.
Something I do well.
Yeah, there's some positives there. I do think that would be an interesting exercise. Like to, I'm not going to do it, I'll be honest, but to rewatch the whole series and with the lens of what I know about consent today.
Right.
And see, like, where do they get it right and where do they get it wrong? Because probably you're right to what you said earlier, Samantha, about the character Samantha getting some things right because she is the characterization of the empowered woman.
Especially when it comes to sex.
Right.
Yeah, right, right.
As where they, some of them get a little more old-fashioned as they get older, as we saw. Did you say you watched And Just Like That?
Luke? Yeah, I did. How did I make it all the way to the end? I feel bad for criticizing it. Another thing I think about when I'm watching these shows is like how much good work goes into them from everyone. And like all of the mm-hmm. pieces not necessarily coming together in the right way isn't like one person's fault. Because there's right. great camera people and all these behind the scenes people who make shows work. And I don't know, that always comes to mind. And I want right. to be respectful of that and all the hard work people put right. in.
Right. And that's like that you do want to credit the good people. Then you see things like when we talk about the individual actors.
And you mean like some of the problematic stuff that's come out about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So like there's so many things that you could pick it apart, but you don't want to because there are some good aspects. And then like for us as podcasters watching to see what they do with this
yeah.
this notion that she's now a podcaster.
Yeah.
Which I think is still funny.
I finally get to critique a podcaster.
We can do so many. And now you've had an experience of what a podcast kind of looks like.
No doubt. Like,
that's not what they do. But yeah.
Yeah, big fan of Annie and Samantha podcasters. Not a huge fan of Carrie, the podcaster. I think it's interesting, too, to see like how, I guess, their relationships evolve. Because seeing in this episode, Miranda and Steve and like, oh, they have such sexual chemistry. And then you get to the reboot and it's like, oh my gosh, the kitchen scene. No, like what happened? Like surely with time in a relationship, not all is lost. Like
right.
what is happening?
Right. Like that's not always a thing. Well, as we get to see with Charlotte and Harry, they stay together. They're still in it for the long haul, supporting each other and seem to be on the same plane, even with their jumbled up line of mm-hmm. the non-binary child who may or may not be trans and they're fumbling. And that could just be the writing in itself. I mean,
true.
Or maybe that's just really real and it just makes us sad to see it that way.
We just need Charlotte to be better.
But yeah, so thank you so much for going with us on this journey. In this episode. I hope you had fun.
I had so much fun. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yes.
I'm seeing your faces and hearing your voices, which is wild.
And sorry again, a BTS moment. I was 20 to 30 minutes late because my equipment did not want to function and did not want to participate. And because I am not so savvy, as all of you pretty much know, my partner had to sit here for like a good 30 minutes trying to fix it for me. So
thank you for your patience, Luke.
Yeah, of course. I got to chat with Annie. It was dream come true. So much fun. Been listening for so many years now. I was trying to figure out how many years and I don't know. But I love this era in the evolution of Sminty. Very cool. I was excited to hear Samantha and I loved listening to your story. Basically where you characterize it as like, I just kept showing up and then I got this job. I love that.
I still hold to that.
I hope Samantha does just keep showing up, however that's working. And you did.
Yes.
Yay.
I manifested that or I forced it on Annie. One of those two things.
Very cool.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been delightful for us to have you, Lou. You're around us, the haunts that we haunt. So
yes, Atlanta.
Perhaps we can.
Yeah, we need to have a meetup and actually hang out.
Would love it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, it's been so fun. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we are going to do this again, listeners. So if your name wasn't chosen, it was a random thing. I used my D&D dice. It was a whole thing.
Amazing.
To choose the name.
She did.
Yes. Yes. Never fear. We're going to do it again. But in the meantime, oh my gosh, thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, who makes these happen. Thanks again to you, Lou.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. And if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We have a TeePublic store. You can get stuff there. We have a book. You can pre-order it @StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Also on Audible for the audiobook. Yeah. Thanks again, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Y'all are the best.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff on Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.